Well, good Monday morning, DriveCast listeners. I'm Pastor Jeff, one of the Lewis Center pastors, and I want to wish you and yours a happy new year. Grateful that you've chosen to include today's DriveCast as a part of your day, the last day of 2018. And Sunday at Lewis Center, I had the opportunity as part of the pastoral staff here to administer communion to all Christians that were in attendance. And as you're aware, communion was instituted by Jesus with his disciples while they were celebrating Passover together on the night that he was betrayed. And the Gospels remind us that Jesus took bread and he took the cup and gave it to the disciples and said, "Do this in remembrance of me, for as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you'll be proclaiming my death until I come." So there's symbolism. And there's remembrance going on. And the bread represents Jesus' broken body, and the cup represents his blood. And in taking the elements, we look back to Jesus' incarnation, his sinless, obedient life, his substitutionary death on the cross, the resurrection, and his ascension. And then we look forward to a second coming. And then as we were together on Sunday, we took a look within our own selves. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, let a person do self-examination, and that before one takes communion, our attitudes need to be checked. And nonchalant partaking of communion is sinful, so it's super important to take communion with the right attitude. So bread represents body and cup represents blood. And for those of us who express true faith in Jesus Christ, we represent him. No matter where we go, no matter what we're involved in, we represent Jesus. I mean, we're called to be his hands and his feet, and we represent him in the language we use and the behaviors we exhibit. And I know that that's heavy stuff, yet we represent him the best we can. And we do it out of gratitude as we remember his sacrifice for us and the fact that he's coming again. So I invite you to take a moment today, this New Year's Eve, to pray a short prayer of thanksgiving for the fact that Jesus came into this world to save you. I mean, you could simply pray something just like this. Thank you, merciful Jesus, that I too was the cause of your journey into this world. And help me, Jesus, to seek to know you better today, to love you more today. And Jesus, I'm seeking the knowledge of your will for me today as I represent you. Lord, help me to do that well today. Amen. So guys, have a safe, happy New Year's Day tomorrow. Enjoy your holiday and remember whose you are. This is Pastor Jeff signing off. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless.